Hi again, Jill Geisler from the Poynter Institute, recording this podcast at the end of the year 2012. And as we look ahead to the new year, my wish for you is that your employees will be more engaged than ever before. Now, what do I mean by employee engagement? Engaged employees don't just come to work and do the minimum. They care about the organization. They identify with it. They help each other. They think of ways for things to improve and innovate. That's real engagement, and it comes from a good corporate culture, a good organizational culture, systems that support innovation, and from leaders who really care. Now, I was recently asked to write an essay for a blog called Switch and Shift, which focuses on the topic of employee engagement. So here's what I wrote for switchandshift.com. The title is Cross the Threshold to Employee Engagement. I call it the threshold test. It's the question we ask ourselves as we enter our workplace, whatever it might be, as we cross the threshold from off-duty to on the clock. We ask ourselves, how much do I matter here? Is my work respected? Am I growing and learning? Do my ideas make a difference? Even the most highly qualified contributors in an organization ask themselves those questions. It's human nature to want to know where we stand. Too often, the very people who could enlighten us don't. Managers miss opportunities to engage because they fail to deliver feedback that is sincere, specific, and ongoing. Many are more focused on products than people. They're quick to point out flaws because they know their job is to protect the organization and those it serves from mistakes and missteps. But they're less adept at positive reinforcement for people who truly deserve it. Now, here are some reasons. Some bosses say, if you don't hear from me, assume you're doing a good job. And while they think they've put people at ease, I believe it really means consider my neglect a compliment and shudder when you see me coming your way. Some managers announce, I don't praise people for doing what they're supposed to do. I praise superior performance. But in so doing, they miss reinforcing the good work employees deliver every day. Should people really have to astound us with brilliance or breakthroughs in order to earn applause from the boss? How about encouragement when they're tired or challenged, acknowledgement of genuine effort, and pats on the back for being reliable and professional? In my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, I devote several chapters to effective feedback and specifically warn against praise erasers. They include praise that smacks of control. Sounds like this. See, you did it my way, and it's better. Or praise that's condescending. Hey, gotta love my geek, always there with the tech solution for me. How about praise that's self-involved? Great job, reminds me of a sale I closed 2 years ago. Or praise that's bait and switch. Oh, love the way you handle that customer. Here, I have 3 projects for you. And then there's the killer praise eraser I call Big Butt Syndrome. We've all heard it. Nice job, but... I always remind the managers I teach and coach that the word but erases all the words that come before it. Consider decoupling praise and criticism when possible. And when you can't, well, check out all the options I share in my book or on these podcasts. Employees want feedback. Employers don't necessarily give it or give it well. Some are too nice to have a tough talk. Some praise ineffectively. But here's the good news for employee engagement. Managers can improve their feedback skills, and feedback, as valuable as it is to engagement, is free. Tough economic times may take away the pay and perks we'd like to increase, but at no cost at all, feedback is priceless. Think about that the next time you cross the threshold to work, leaders. Whose engagement have you fed today? Now, once again, that essay is on switchandshift.com. I appreciate being invited to share it, and I invite you to share all the lessons on employee engagement and working happy, if you'd like to, in my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, available stores everywhere and also right here on iBooks. I'm Jill Geisler of the Poynter Institute. Have a happy new year.